I give you Hendon Walsh.
Starfire. Also, one of my favorite stars of Groundhog Day. But
oh,
that's
thank you.
I'd watched it 100 times before I went.
All right.
Oh, crap, it's him. It's Hendon.
Yep,
I was like, wait.
That's when I did the on-camera way long time ago.
One of us is born on Groundhog Day.
You? I was born February 1st.
Get out.
No way.
Secrets will be revealed.
We're some fine Aquarian eccentrics.
I like that we were like, you?
I love it.
Hello, Hendon. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
Do you record your parts for Teen Titans Go Starfire and Teen Titans Starfire separately, or do you ever do them at the same time?
The director, Wes Gleason, gave us the option. He said, so what do you want to do? You want to do OG first and then Go, or Go and then OG, or do you want to talk to yourself? And I, of course, chose to talk to myself.
So my question is, so you're not unfamiliar, not just doing this character, many different characters in the in these DC's animated films. So how was there any challenges just doing, because it's not necessarily brand new if you're doing the Teen Titans Go Starfire, but it has been a while since you've done the more serious Starfire. So was there any challenges kind of bringing both of those back, or one of them back after so many years?
Yes, absolutely, because the easy observation is it was an action-adventure show with comedy, so it was a different sort of style of show. But the one that's not so obvious is we were all 18 years younger, and we were at different points in our lives and different points in the industry. And so I felt myself even having to recall all that, like go, wait, what did it feel like to be young like that? Okay. And then I would imagine Andrea Romano directing us, because that's who directed the OG.
Yeah, visionary voice director.
Absolutely. Yeah. And try and remember Glenn Murakami and David Slack looking at us in the booth. And so I really pictured all that while I was recording original Starfire and trying to feel how I felt then and felt how she felt then. So, yeah, it was kind of challenging.
And my last question was there anyone you got to work with again that you were the most excited to work for again? Work with, I mean. Because, a lot of the familiar cast comes back. Was there anyone you were most excited to get to work with again, or maybe do this version of the character again with?
I wish we had been allowed to all be in the booth together,
but
we were not.
Yeah.
We were by ourselves, alone. Alone! I would have loved to play original Starfire with Scott as original Robin and recreate all that, all the romance.
So I guess 18 years ago you did that. You guys were all in the same room, right?
Yeah. So and in Teen Titans Go, we're all in the same room.
Nice. So it made it more difficult doing this because you weren't. I see.
Well, fortunately, after all these years, we know each other so well. We know what we're going to say. We know what we're going to sound like. So you can still play off each other, even in our imaginations.
Nice.
Is Go Starfire sweet on OG Robert?
Oh, I believe that is a secret. But of course she is. Of course she is.
Do you think she would leave Aquaman for this Robin?
Is she with Aquaman?
I mean, she almost married him.
Are Starfire and Aquaman an item? I didn't even know this.
In Teen Titans Go, they kind of almost got married, as I recall.
We did?
there was a computer program that kind of set them up.
Oh my gosh. I gotta tell somebody about this. I think she has forgotten all about the Aquaman.
It wasn't meant to be.
Yeah.
When you were doing, when you did like, you know, the original Starfire, and then you, in the script, you go back to like, Teen Titans Go so far, was it easy, or did you have to concentrate to not do the adding all the extra language to it?
Well, Go has a lot more definite articles.
Yes, exactly.
But original Starfire did it too. I mean, that's where it came from in my mind. She just doesn't do it anywhere near as much. Yes, again, it was like a, I'd sort of like change sides of my chair every time I was talking to myself. But yeah, trying to keep that in mind for sure, because it's a very improvisational thing, Teen Titans.
Right.
Do you know if the OG Starfire will meet Silky?
Oh my, yes, the Silky is prominently featured in the film. Both of them.
So how well do the two different Starfires get along in this?
Oh, they love each other. Of course they do. The Ravens are fighting, the Robins are really fighting, the Cyborgs are fighting, the Beast Boys are fighting, and Starfire and Starfire just want to chat. Well, stop me if I said this, because I talked to all those guys before I got here. But often, since Go has started and been such a success, we're often told that the original Titans was very serious. We were very serious on the original Titans, but we weren't.
Yeah.
No, it was really great in and out of comedy and adventure. There was a lot more of a dramatic tone, you know? So things were felt, bigger feelings, felt more fully. At least this is Starfire for sure, where Go is a little bit snappier, you know, it's like crazy. Comedy. Crazier indeed. So that's the main difference.
Was it, because last year with the Teen Titans theatrical movie, how soon did you go from voicing that to this, jumping right into this and voicing this?
I honestly don't remember. I'm sorry, I record so much I don't even remember what I'm doing. And then it takes, months and months and months before you do ADR to picture, and then it's months and months until it comes out.
Now here's a question. What do you think both your Starfires would think of the older, more adult Starfire and like some like the like darker Teen Titan movies like Teen Titans, Judas Contract, like Teen Titans vs. Justice League?
Oh, we do not trust her.
Okay.
She's not that different either.
Well, she's actually with Nightwing.
Yes.
What's your favorite memory from the original series?
Wow. The best thing that happened in the original series is I got to meet my superhero brothers and sister, and that we still get to be friends and play and work together and make cool stuff is the best thing. The
very
best
Starfire answer.
Oh gosh, that was just me. They do bleed over. I mean, you know how casting and animation works. If they cast somebody else, the character would have been a bit different. Can't help but bleed through.
So basically, you just got paid to be yourself, huh?
Uh-huh.
Great job. Yeah. Everything can be me and get paid for it. I'm okay with this.
So when Teen Titans Go was first announced, did you know immediately that they were bringing the gang back together, or was that something that you found out much later, closer to the production?
It was the first question I asked before I even said I'll take it, because that was the most important thing.
Yeah, because at that point, because DC Nation was still kind of a thing at the time, and you guys had done a few of the new Teen Titans, little
Titans
shorts.
Yes, yeah, which, David and Rose. Yes.
So what was it like going from the original Teen Titans to that, and then to Go? Like, what was the process like for you as an actor?
Oh, it was confusing. We were like, wait, what? What is happening here? Wait, we all died. Like, what? I almost wanted to do like at the beginning in the first episode where we all died, like Starfire talking over the credits going, "Do not worry, wonderful friends. Oh, we'll be well again." And they're like, "No, we don't need it." And they didn't need it. And we're like, "Okay, got it now. Super broad comedy. You cannot go too far." And what luck, they got a cast that can do that too. So that was, yeah.
In terms of, okay, so this is you're doing two versions of a character, one you've done 18 years before.
Yeah.
How does this work in terms of, like, voice actor challenge level? Is this, like, the most challenging role, or is this one of the most challenging features you've done?
Well, it's weird because they're all me, but it's sort of like if you have, your own accent, if somebody says, "Oh, I love your accent," do it more. Like, all of a sudden you can't do it at all, nor do you have any idea what they're talking about. Be yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, that is confusing. That's like, that's more confusing and more challenging than like, here, play this brand new villain no one's ever seen. Like, that's easy. But Do Yourself 18 years ago, I don't know, what would you sound like 18 years ago?
Probably squeakier.
A little squeakier, see? But you'd be like, wait a minute, it was still me. It was still me. Yeah, so it's like that. The weirdest voice acting direction I ever got? Well, oftentimes they use really strange words like, do it more the color blue. Or, you know, make it, you know, just very abstract. But I like working in abstractions, so do it more the color blue makes sense to me.
Why is Princess Bubblegum so cruel to Finn?
Oh, she's not cruel. She loves Finn. She respects him highly. She's just 800 years older than he is. You think she's cruel to Finn?
I think she treated him badly a couple times and wasn't really honest with herself.
Oh my gosh. I think she adores Finn. I think they're tight. Did you watch the finale?
Not yet.
Oh, baby. Yeah, Adventure Time. Can I say Teen Titans Go just got an Emmy nomination?
Nice.
And so did Adventure Time.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, did you also voice one of those little, were you also on DuckTales as one of the two horses?
No.
That was someone else, okay.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, there was that episode where they went back, because I watched it again recently, there's an episode where they went to that mini golf course, and one of the, there were two horses, and one of them kind of sounded like you.
We'll have to IMDb it. Honestly have reached the point that I can no longer remember.
Yeah, I just can't, it just sounded similar, but I'm like, it could have been someone who just said, hey, sound like her, okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, that comes up from time to time, for sure. You're not filming me, are you? Did you film me? Gary was supposed to say no video.
Yeah, he forgot to this time.
But yeah, it's gone.
Right. Oh, God love you. Thank you. As you know, I'm the secret stealth ninja of the acting world.
I love how you do it on Cameo, where you do the little Starfire toy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Those are fun.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that is a creative way to do it.
I was trying to figure out how to do it. I'm like, I know. Let me use it on my pop dolls.
Did you like it when they came into the real world and met the voice actors?
I love that. I thought that was so fun that they did that and they drew us and stuff. That was super cool.
I'm curious, when Weird Al came on Teen Titans Go, did you guys get to work in the booth with him or did he record separately?
He was, I believe he was separate.
Okay.
I think we worked with him in the original.
Yeah, because I remember he showed up as Dark Side. I thought that was kind of cool. I saw that on Facebook. I'm like, oh, nice.
Very cool. Very cool.
Did you find, like, I don't want to ask you which version of Starfire is your favorite to voice, but did you find new things about the old Starfire returning to her voice?
No, but gosh, I'd love to do more of the original. Wouldn't that be fun?
We all love it. Everyone thought there was going to be like another season of the original show at the end of the Titans Go movie.
Yes, yes. Well, I think that was previewing this movie.
Right.
And I didn't remember recording that. So when I saw the movie, I was like, oh, the original Titans are coming back. Oh, my God. And because when I just did it as a pickup line while I had the super death flu. So I don't remember any of it. It was a total surprise to me. Get to see that.
Starfire was just talking out of nowhere, like, who's voicing her? Oh,
it's the original Titans. Oh my God. Yeah, it was. So sometimes they seem like entirely their own people. Most of the time they do.
Well, is Teen Titans Go, has that surpassed the original show in terms of length, in terms of episodes?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
More of that?
Way.
Okay.
Yes.
You guys have like 200 some odd episodes, right?
Almost 300 at this point. Yeah.
Okay.
The original Teen Titans had 65 episodes.
You guys good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right.
Thank you, Gary.
Thank you
for coming.
All right.
Have a good show coming.